This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Well, apparently, Chris Edwarder was the first shoe to drop.
Oh, they're going to fire more people at ESPN?
It is Black Wednesday at ESPN.
Yeah, it's not Friday, so it's Black Wednesday.
The Sports Broadcasting Network sent a memo to employees early today informing them that a series of previously announced layoffs would take place today. Number of employees cut will be... Ready for this?
Probably not, but okay.
100.
That's still a lot.
That's
especially if you're one of the 100.
Yeah, that's a number gotten from Fox News. The memo from ESPN President John Skipper noted that the network's new talent lineup will be announced soon, and we ain't going to recognize a lot of people. The layoffs are expected to impact some of the network's popular on-air personalities.
Oh, in other words, people who make pretty good salaries.
Boom, you're gone.
Oh, I see.
Oh, like Boomer, you know?
Yeah.
All those guys.
They're going to keep interns and make them anchors.
See? I like the way you think.
It's great.
That's it. I mean, you could be scooting up the ladder at ESPN as we speak.
If I were in the financial department?
Yep. Dynamic change demands an increased focus on versatility and value. And as a result, we've been engaged in a challenging process of determining the talent, anchors, analysts, reporters, writers, and those who handle play-by-play necessary to meet those demands.
Now, translation?
If you got to be able to call more than one sport.
True. Translation, we're hemorrhaging money, and if I don't get rid of all these people, I will not get my bonus this year, he said.
So true. Yep, we will.
I mean, never mind, probably it's a bonus that would pay all of those people.
Yeah. Skipper wrote that note to employees. We will implement changes in our talent lineup this week. A limited number of other positions will also be affected, as a handful of new jobs will be posted to fill various needs. Using Wi-Fi and a compatible smart device, you can manage... What? Never mind.
Yeah.
Disregard that last sentence.
Mm-hmm.
These decisions impact talented people who have done great work for our company. I would like to thank all of them for their efforts and their many contributions to ESPN.
Yeah, by the way, that...
And don't let the door hit you in the butt.
Exactly. I was going to say, by the way, that sentence means absolutely nothing.
Yeah. The first one we heard about, Edwarder, about, I don't know, 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
17 years reporting on NFL, I've been informed I'm being laid off by ESPN effective immediately. I have no plans to retire.
Which means somebody hire me.
I don't have a job.
Yeah. Right.
Scott Burnside, after 13 years, I don't know who he is either. After 13 years of sticks and pucks, can share that as of today, my tenure at ESPN is at a close.
So he probably does exclusively hockey.
Yeah.
And as you said, if you're not versatile, you're gone.
Look forward to the next adventure. Brendan Fitzgerald, I was treated great by ESPN during my 3 years. Time to find out what's next. We'll miss all the great people I worked with. Fox News has learned.
And the rest of you, too.
Yeah. Fox News has learned that ESPN employees were being informed of the cuts early today. A source with knowledge of the situation told Fox News, despite buzz that the planned number of layoffs has grown in recent weeks, the game plan, and I had heard this, too, was always to cut around 100 people.
Well, it's a shame, but...
Well, you stay in business or you don't.
Well, yeah. And, you know, the deal. If you're publicly traded, you have to make a profit.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Now, back to Paul Jay and Chris.
You're listening to Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. Rush Limbaugh comes up at 10 on 670 KBOI.
All right, thanks, Rick. Doing this ESPN story.
Mm-hmm.
We had a day like that around here, only not to this extent.
Well,
several
yeah.
years ago.
About 5.5, yeah.
Yeah. Dana O'Neill, add me to the list, just got the call. I've been informed my contract will not be renewed at ESPN. Rachel Bachman says she's sorry. Will Leitch, Nicole Auerbach, Dan Wilkin. Yeah, he then started the whole thing off. Terrible news. It's bad.
Look, there's more terrible news.
Yeah. Could be me, right?
Well, I guess they're gonna lay off 100 people, and apparently a lot of them are on-air personalities, and so
yeah. It sounds like, and I think it was you that said it. Might have been me. Could have even been Todd with 1D. If you're not versatile, I think you're gone.
Yeah.
I think you need to be able to do more than one sport. You need to have a niche. I mean, you need to not have a niche.
Yeah. Or you need to be somebody like, I'm trying to think of some names, but you know the guys that, during the season, they'll do basketball and baseball and football and just whatever they're assigned to, and then they're assigned to the Olympics, and they'll be doing some sport no one's ever heard of, at least not in this country, but they'll do it well.
Those
are the people they need to keep, see?
Yeah, I've always thought, like Chris Fowler, who used to do the Saturday morning football show.
Right.
But now he's doing Wimbledon. He's doing the Kentucky Derby.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing all of these different sports, and I think that's pretty cool. ESPN outlined the network's new strategy in a post on its media website, which I can't find. The company is placing an increased focus on its ESPN app with multi-screen approach around big events. What does that mean, Chris? Fewer announcers.
Yeah, it means fewer announcers. Things are cheaper to do on the internet.
Yep. On the horizon is more live news, video, and enhanced video and audio streaming, said the release. ESPN also plans to bolster its online presence. Our goal continues to be to maximize unparalleled scales in every medium with storytelling that stands out and makes a difference. We are well equipped to thrive going forward by embracing these themes.
A lot of those are things that business people say when they don't think it's appropriate to stand up and say we're getting rid of people because we have to. We're in big trouble. So they say stuff like that. Well, we're restructuring so we can move forward, and words and words and words and words and words,
mm-hmm.
which mean absolutely nothing to the people who were laid off.
Anybody that you would really miss, like Stephen A. Smith or somebody?
Well, maybe him. I mean, I guess anybody who's unique in some way.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith is unique.
He is unique.
Because there isn't anybody that's exactly like him. So, I don't know. It just depends. Well, and they're reassigning a lot of different people. Mike and Mike that do the radio sports show.
Right.
Very, very early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They are being split up as a team, and neither one of them had anything to do with it. They were fine to just keep doing what they were doing.
Yeah.
But they're going to put Golic someplace else, maybe just in football, and they're going to put Greenberg. I mean, they might even fire one of them. You never know. Yeah.
We're tired of paying two salaries for one show here. I mean, there's a lot of that going on.
Yeah.
It's too bad. It's a sign of the times. I think it's already happened in magazines. It's already happened in newspapers.
Well, newspapers especially. We've known lots of newspaper writers.
Yeah, who are now working for local government.
I mean, it's happened all over the nation. I mean, not so much in some of the more major newspapers, but there are a lot of local papers. You can open them up, and you can read a whole bunch of stories that are all written by like two or three reporters, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, like the Statesman's being put together now in California.
Yeah.
How can you I don't know.
Well, again, though, I mean, it's all electronic.
It is. And you can be in Boise putting a newspaper together in California at the same time.
Sure.
You know, it's
yeah,
whatever.
But it's too bad. Mm-hmm. It just seems like everything is better when, you know, the place had a full staff of people and it was all local.
Yeah.
And, you know, there'd be, well, and some of the departments, there are a lot of things you don't find out about now, at least not from the newspaper, that you would have before.
Yeah. Have you been in a newspaper in an actually working newsroom in the last 5-6 years?
No. Last time I was in a working newsroom was in the 80s.
Very depressing. There's nobody there. It's empty.
Now, and back
newspapers are famous for not having windows.
Back in the 80s, it'd be 11:30 at night, and there'd still be 17 of us there.
Yeah. And at 2 in the afternoon, nobody.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't up yet.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, today is Black Wednesday at ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue to update you if it warrants it. If it doesn't, we'll move on. Interesting stuff.
Yeah, we don't know the names of the gaffers.
No. A lot of tax talk today. National Monument talk.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 6-7 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:06. A couple of things we could hear of today. One of them, the tax.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a huge tax cut, probably the largest one ever.
That's what they're saying.
Which may be, you know, hyperbole, but at least it's supposed to be fairly large.
Treasury Secretary Steve, how do you say his name? Mnuchin?
Yeah.
Confirmed today, you have no idea, do you?
I can't remember how it's pronounced. But
that the Trump administration aims to lower the corporate tax rate. Corporate tax mm-hmm. rate.
Mnuchin. That's what it is.
To 15%, saying a forthcoming proposal will constitute the biggest tax cut for Americans in history. Now, it's a corporate tax rate cut. How does that affect you and I who own no corporations?
Well, we do work for a corporation, and I guess I'm sure that if...
But they don't have to pass it on, do they?
I'm sure that if they get a tax break, they'll pass it on to the employees. That would be the decent thing, wouldn't it? Huh?
This is going to be the biggest tax cut.
Time to be quiet before they hear me.
And the largest tax reform in the history of our country, Mnuchin said.
Yeah.
As administration officials prepare to outline this afternoon what he described as principles of their tax plan. Mnuchin, speaking at a Washington forum hosted by The Hill, would not reveal many specifics, but confirmed they want to lower the corporate rate to 15% from 35. Now, that's a hell of a cut.
It is. It's so you'd be paying less than half of what you were before.
I will confirm that the business tax is going to be 15%, he said. Trump thinks that's absolutely critical to drive growth. He said small businesses would benefit from that. But see, at first blush, to an adult like me, this seems like it's going to be a big business tax cut.
Yeah, well, it kind of is. My guess is, well, and again, I mean, that would be fantastic if everything the government did made people share the wealth.
Well, you know, and I understand.
In other words, oh my gosh, we're, you know, profits were up 7%, so all of you are getting a 7% raise. You never hear that.
No.
And your profits were up 7%. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you right after Christmas.
Yeah. Mnuchin also said the administration wants to do the whole thing and not pursue tax reform piece by piece. Wow. Amid concerns that such sweeping tax cuts would significantly reduce revenue for the government, He suggested economic growth will help pay for the plan, which has been the Republicans' marching song all along.
So you'll be getting 3/7 the amount of money that you were getting.
Yep.
How long would it take for growth to make that back?
A long time.
I tried to figure it out on my calculator, and then the closest I could come was forever.
The administration reportedly also wants to cut the top rate for small business owners to 50% from almost 39.6%. The plan, though, is likely to run into tough questions from Democrats and some fiscal hawks about the impact on the federal deficit and the national debt. We do have a debt here.
Well, yes, we do.
And Rich will call him and tell me how stupid I am because I don't understand it.
No, you do. I mean, there's a national debt. There's also a budget deficit.
Mm-hmm. Federal deficit, national debt, different things. We know that. On Tuesday, the official scorekeeper for Congress dealt a blow to the argument that tax cuts pay for themselves. The nonpartisan Joint Committee on Taxation said a big cut in corporate taxes, even if temporary, would simply add to long-term budget deficits. This is a problem for Republicans because it means they'd need Democratic support
and that's a good point.
The Senate to pass a tax overhaul.
It's kind of a good point. Okay, remember all those projects that we had lined up for the next 5 years? Good news, we're not going to do any of them because we can't afford it anymore.
If that is good news.
Yeah, well, it's actually bad news. I just said good news to be facetious.
After holding a briefing with congressional lawmakers last night, Mnuchin and top White House economic advisor Gary Cohn are set to brief the media later today on tax plan details. Mnuchin said this morning that the House, the Senate, the administration are all on the same page and call tax reform a major priority.
Why does that not make me feel better that they're all on the same page?
Let me join you in that.
They've been on the same
instability.
Page. They've been on the same page lots of times, and it didn't turn out that well.
The administration
once in a while turned the page.
Also looking, thank you, Bob Seger.
Right.
The administration is also looking at a big increase in the standard deduction under the plan. Fox News is told a family of four would have a standard deduction of $24,000.
Okay, well,
I got hammered this year.
I'm back on board.
Yeah, but still, won't have any money.
Well, yeah, true. Not that that'll be different, but the numbers will be different. They'll be psychologically better.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right.
I don't know. I'm very. When people just want to plow in and when they say stuff like, we're going to do it all at once.
Yeah.
We're not going to take this piece by piece. We're going to take the overall deal.
Here's what happens in Washington, and it happens so often.
Good.
It's happening right now. It happened 8 years ago. It happened 8 years before that.
Yep.
People come in and they say, I can't believe how stupid everybody in this town has been forever. I'm going to come in there and show them really what ought to be done.
Yeah, look how easy this is.
So they come in, no matter who they are. I mean, Bush, Obama, Trump, they've all done it. They come in and say, okay, we're going to start doing things a different way, and it's going to be so much better than it was. And about 3 days later, they say, oh, wow, I can see why you were doing it that other way.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see a big overhaul of stuff, but I would like to see the sort of overhaul where, since they'll be getting less tax money, they're more efficient. In other words, since we have less tax money, let's keep all the stuff that's absolutely necessary and stop wasting money. However, I get the feeling that's not how it's going to be put into...
Stop wasting money.
You know, that would be
cool. You just don't hear that much, do you?
No. They always talk about, like, well, we're going to have to slash this. Well, I thought we needed that. Well, we kind of do, but we're going to have to slash it. And then we're going to slash this and slash this. But we're going to add to this budget... they probably could. So we've talked about this before. Every business could use an efficiency expert to come in and tell you how to save a penny there and two pennies there and three pennies there. And yes, if the entire federal government did that, we'd probably have a lot more money. I just don't see it happening.
Here's a comment off Twitter. If rich people making more money made them create more jobs than every rich person would have a basic middle-class salary and use all of their profits to create more jobs. They don't.
No.
They take them and use them to live lavish lifestyles.
Well, yeah, that's the deal.
Give them more money. That's what they spend it on.
I'm not saying if you earn money, you don't deserve it. You probably do. And no matter whatever you negotiate, whatever you end up with, that's fantastic. You deserve everything you got. But I think you're right. I think economically, when people at the top of the considered, you know, the business food chain, when they start making more money, they don't automatically think, well, I'm a benevolent guy. I'm going to give everybody a whole lot more money. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, my gosh, I've made more money. Good for me.
Yeah. I like those yellow shoes in the window.
And to be fair, if you're the one whose money is involved, if you're the one who invested, if you're the one taking all the risks, if you're the one at the top, you know, if you make one wrong move and, you know, millions down the drain, yeah, you probably deserve a pretty good salary. I'm just saying maybe you don't deserve all of it.
Yeah. KBOI News Time 9:16.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
KBOI rewards code tax, T-A-X, as in income tax. Mm-hmm.
Or sales tax.
670KBOI.com.
Property tax or...
Cut tax.
Yeah, tax cut.
Mm-hmm. And earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Some tax.
John Butchergross apparently is out of there.
Who is?
John Butchergross, somebody I've actually heard of.
Oh, on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm still not sure who that is.
Overnight guy. He's pretty funny.
Oh.
Yeah. John Butchergross. And sense of humor, timing, modesty, way of making people feel at ease on camera. Yada, yada, yada. His ESPN contract's up this summer.
Mm-hmm.
He is also gone in the talent purge.
Yeah, we were mentioning that. It's not been our main subject, but ESPN is laying off 100 people today, and a lot of them apparently are television personalities and a few radio personalities mm-hmm. as well.
Yep. And then we talked a little bit about taxes, and they say that the Senate could be the major obstacle to President Trump's goal of reducing the corporate tax rate to 15%.
They might just say no?
Yep.
All right.
Mnuchin promises Trump's tax cuts will be the biggest effort. And then CNN's got a big opinion, of course, saying that Trump's billionaire-friendly tax proposal is, you know, billionaire-friendly.
Mm-hmm. What did Fox News say about it?
Well, Fox News is kind of what we did in the
Fox
last
News
time.
Fox News is showing the signing ceremony as we speak.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they
let's
are.
See, CNN is complaining about something, and so is MSNBC.
Well, this is a national monument thing that they're...
Oh, now they're doing that.
That they're showing on Fox.
Well, and see, that's another
which
thing.
Which could have some ties to Idaho.
He's signing an executive order which calls into question the future of or even the need for
national monuments.
Several dozen of the national monuments that were proclaimed by the last three presidents. So nothing like they're not going to get rid of anything that was a national monument for 100 years. However, if it became a national monument maybe in the last 25 years, it's very possible that it no longer will be.
Yep.
Now, sometimes that's good. Sometimes they've taken an area that did not need to be, it didn't need to have people kept out of it. Let's put it that way. And then they turn it into something that's exclusively a federal piece of land. But some of them, it'd be nice if they could stay monuments. Like the whole, you remember the whole
I'm just looking
wilderness,
at
the river of no return wilderness
exactly.
Debate when people said, okay. We're going to be sure that we keep this so it's pristine. Well, can we still go into it? No, then it wouldn't be pristine.
Well, what good does it do if we can't see it?
What do we need it for? I mean, we can see it from the air?
Yeah.
I mean, if we have a plane.
Most of the executive order takes aim at 21 years of proclamations beginning in 96 That time frame encompasses the bookends of two of the most controversial national monument designations,
mm-hmm.
President Clinton's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument in 96.
I was going to say 20 years ago,
To President Obama's Bear's Ears National Monument
that
in 2016.
Right, that was just last year before he...
Both are in Utah and faced opposition from the congressional delegation.
Both are
state officials.
Both are considerably very much south. They're around Lake Powell, so they're southern Utah.
Yeah, one of them's west of Lake Powell. The other one's east of Lake Powell.
They're almost in Arizona and Colorado.
Yeah, well, in fact, it looks like maybe parts of the Grand Staircase one is in Arizona.
They're on the Colorado River.
Yeah. So it's probably not if it's north of the Colorado River.
I thought it was kind of funny. I remember this last year. We just briefly talked about the the Bear's Ears thing because people were saying that it was kind of funny that, you know, the president
had bear's ears.
Barack Obama, who had fairly large ears, would, you know, preserve something called bear's ears.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like that, actually. Anyway, we'll have to see. They're still awaiting a Trump signing ceremony.
It's basically just a thing that says we're going to look at these. There is nothing in this order that will actually strip any monument of their designation right now.
Nope. KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Well, President Trump, as we are sitting here, says we have taken historic action to eliminate wasteful regulations, and he is signing controversial executive orders on federal land, ordering a review of the protection of federal lands, which, as we mentioned, could affect the national monuments.
It could, but I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that if you rescind something's national monument status, that it immediately will, you know, just go to pot. It probably means that the state would take over its care and feeding and whatnot and maintenance and, you know, continue to call it maybe a state monument or something.
Much ado about nothing.
Or they'll sell it off and ruin it. I don't know which. Probably one of those.
There's a big difference there, though.
Well, yes, there is, yeah.
But basically, Trump just reiterated what you just said. He says it's time to put the states back in charge of their own lands.
Smart states will do something good, and the rest won't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. And basically what he's doing, and this executive order, it's not rescinding the status of any monuments right now, but it is calling for a review from the Interior Secretary, in fact, because that's who would be in charge of this. Isn't it interesting? The Secretary of the Interior is the guy in charge of everything outside. It's a funny name. Anyway, it takes aim at 21 years of proclamations beginning in 1996 when Bill Clinton was president, and it'll be looking at pretty much national monuments that were named in the 90s and since then. So under Obama and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. Like the two that you mentioned earlier, President Obama's Bear's Ears National Monument and President Clinton's Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, which are rather close together in southern Utah. They're not right down there with St. George and Cedar City. They're considerably further east, but they're by Lake Powell, if you know where that is.
Yeah, near Page, Arizona.
Well, true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just north.
Right, just north of just north of Arizona, actually.
Yep.
Just north of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. So, and following the executive order on federal lands, which the president is putting the touches on now, will come the tax guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
The president has put out broad outlines for tax reform twice on the campaign trail. In them, he called for much lower tax rates for businesses and individuals. And as we told you, He wants to knock the taxes in half.
And this is kind of an interesting thing, too. What he's saying is that a lot of these places that have been designated as national monuments, as I said, again, in the past 21 years, a lot of them, he just wants a review to make sure that the people actually affected by naming something a national monument, the people who live around there, the people in that state, mm-hmm. were given a say as to what they thought should happen to it. Because in most of the cases, they were not, apparently.
Now, in Idaho, of course, the Craters of the Moon is the one most often mentioned as best mm-hmm. chance for a national monument.
Yeah.
The people in the South Central Idaho area near Craters of the Moon have basically supported moving that to a national monument.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing has been done. Why is that?
Is it not now a national monument?
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Is it?
I thought it was. And I don't think it'll be one of the ones
affected.
Well,
that could be a linchpin of this conversation.
Well, there you go. Because he said basically the ones that he's wanting to review are the, well, I think essentially he wants to, because you don't hear George W. Bush mentioned in this. He wants to rescind some of the things that Clinton and some of the things that Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
But he mentions the last three presidents because it would be weird to say, I just want to rescind the things of the last two Democrat presidents.
Yeah, that's not
good. I mean, it'd be weird to say it, but it wouldn't be weird to do it because that's kind of what he wants to do. But I don't know. I mean, what percentage of the national budget goes toward these newer monuments?
I have no idea.
Is this, I mean, you know, it's, you know, the phrase about, you know, being pecked to death by chickens as opposed to being shot right in the heart or something.
Craters of the Moon is a national monument.
Yeah.
And preserve. U.S. National Monument in the Snake River Plain, the protected areas features are volcanic, represent one of the best preserved flood basalt areas in the continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good. But again, it wouldn't be one of the affected ones.
No.
But I doubt, let's put it this way, I don't know how long he'll be president, probably 4 years or 8 years, either one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get the feeling that he will create any new national monuments during that time. He may end up creating some state monuments out of national monuments.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of weird. It's odd that I didn't know that, isn't it?
That's all right. I mean, for the most part, it's just known as Craters of the Moon,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to Craters of the Moon National Monument.
And it seemed like every time I drive through there, it's covered with snow. So
that's true. So
yeah,
probably hides the signs too.
Yeah, too hot to go there in the winter. KBOI News Time 9:43.
Remember, you are listening to Paul J. and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we are back. KBOI News Time 9:47. Want to go to a national monument? We could drive down to Craters of the Moon.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Not far away.
I learned something today. That's great. The president still has to unveil his tax reform blueprint. Although we've given you most of the blueprint today, he just has to say it. And then he has to convince Democrats to support it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's his schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I get mailed this thing called 1600 Daily.
Right.
And 11:20 a.m., that's already passed because it's 9:20 a.m. our time. It says President Trump gives remarks and signs the Antiquities Executive Order, which it talks about national monuments and mm-hmm. things, at 12:30, which is 10:30 our time. He'll have lunch with Vice President Pence. And then at 1:10, he meets with Rex Tillerson. At 2:30, he'll participate in a federalism event with governors and sign the Education Federalism Executive Order. And then at 3 p.m., he will drop by a briefing of the White House that the White House is hosting for senators regarding North Korea. And they're going to bus a bunch of them in, you know, well, obviously on buses. Because apparently they...
It's usually the way they do it.
They're not worried about a whole bunch of senators being in the same vehicle at the same time.
Yeah.
And at 4:30 p.m., he will hold a National Teacher of the Year event.
And so it's just kind of a presidential day.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know,
yeah,
have a little signing here, a little statement here, a little posing for pictures here.
A little deli.
A little thong, a little dance.
A little seltzer in your pants.
And
yeah.
I don't know. The president is promising that this tax cut, although it seems like it's aimed strictly at
business.
Well, it's strictly at business, that it will help the middle class. And I hope he's right.
But the way it's going to help the middle class is by helping business first.
So will it be a trickle down effect?
Well, I don't know. Say, I'm not that smart in taxes, but it seems, I mean, that seems to be the way it goes.
Yeah.
You give them more money, then they feel better about their businesses and start to hire and somewhere and as the line, business picks up.
As opposed to deciding, hey, I can actually afford a better lifestyle for myself, they give raises to all the employees.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in theory that could happen.
Yeah, it could. I don't know. President Trump this morning also accused political opponents of judge shopping in their bid to block some of his signature executive orders. He vowed to take his case to the Supreme Court after a federal judge blocked his attempt to cut off sanctuary city funding.
Yeah.
You knew he was going to try to do that. You knew that wouldn't work. That ruling and others suspending his ban on travels from certain majority Muslim countries both involve federal judges in California. The San Francisco-based Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals,
which also affects Idaho,
yep, upheld a Hawaii judge's ruling against the travel ban. A district court judge also based in Northern California said yesterday the Trump administration could not threaten to take away funding from cities that have policies favorable to illegal immigrants. If appealed, the case will go to the Ninth Circuit Court.
Got an instant message here from Evan and Eagle, who says any tax reform will be designed to benefit the rich, not the middle class or the poor. Why? Because it is the rich doing the designing. Above all else, this nation must address its debt. Creating more debt for a short-term economic boost does nothing for the long-term problem of debt. As a realist and a fiscal conservative, I fear we are headed ever faster toward that financial cliff of ruins, and nothing being promoted by the Trump administration is addressing any of that. There aren't easy answers, but what's being presented is not the right answer. Pay off the debt, and we all do better. Keep expanding that debt. And eventually, even the rich will fall. That's Evan of Eagle.
Thanks for cheering us up, Evan.
Chuck of Boise says states could still have parks and monuments. Yeah, we mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Dave of Boise says, I don't understand why things are not getting cheaper and even in some cases free. It seems most of the inventions humankind has come up with are made to make humans' life easier, to make business cheaper, and therefore more efficient. Yet the masses have to keep on paying more and more. We should not have to be expected to pay anything for life supplying things like water, heat, maybe even cooling in some cases. Housing should be free or very inexpensive because it's a necessity. Just the basics should be affordable enough for anybody on the planet to be able to have a home. I am not talking about million-dollar mansions. It just seems that at some point in time we started moving backwards. I say we turn it around, and this may be right around the corner. A lot of people think that's just socialism, and they do not like it.
Sounds like socialism to me.
Yeah. Tim of Ontario says lowering the corporate tax rate should be good for everybody. Corporations don't pay taxes. The end consumer does. Whatever taxes corporations have to pay are just passed on to the end consumer as they are embedded into the cost of goods and services sold.
Yeah, but do you trust big business enough to think that they will take off the whatever 4%, 6%?
What do you think?
No. No way. They won't take it off.
No.
They won't.
I don't think so either.
I don't trust them.
Okay, the price of gas goes up and down.
Right.
All right. It could
don't
be,
trust those guys.
It could either. Be. It could be $350, and then it could be $250 a few months later. You know, yeah. Or $1.85 or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's still at $42 a barrel.
I tried not to say $4 or $5.
Yeah.
But for most things, once the price has been raised, it never is lowered again. I mean, you know, you could put something on sale, but let's say there's a regular product like, I don't know, carton of milk or something, a gallon of milk. It costs a certain amount of money, and then they raise it 5 cents or they raise it 10 cents. It's very unlikely that it will ever go back to what it was.
Exactly.
Like, you know, the same reason you can't go and buy a brand new car for $2,000.
Yeah, I'm very skeptical when it comes to big business policing itself.
Well, or anybody. You know, anybody who's in charge of their own oversight.
Yeah.
That a lot of times it's like leaving a 2-year-old home by himself.
Yeah.
I'm sure he won't do anything. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, and those cookies on the table, don't eat them.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't eat those cookies.
Yeah, and all the dangerous stuff we have.
There's some lettuce.
Don't touch any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't trust him.
Oh, I like that. Vance says, Trump just told the country to have a nice day, and the Ninth Circuit has filed suit to have that blocked, as it is not the president's place to tell us what kind of day to have. Sounds very George Carlin, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What was his line? Have a nice day. No, thank you. I have other plans.
Yeah. Not about to break them for you.
Right on.
All right, it's 9:55. That'll do it for today. We'll let you know what, if anything, happens on the tax cut front tomorrow morning right here. Have a good day. Stay dry.